Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Paulus, and today I'm going to be talking about the elements of peace, this element being the element of goodwill. I've been talking a lot about peace, and I have to always go back to some great peacemakers, including Mahatma Gandhi, who said our greatest ability as humans is not to change the world, but to change ourselves. And this is so true, and this can be done so well as we learn to go within and meditate, and as we learn to deeply listen and learn from what we get from within, and then to go out and live in the world with the principles that we do learn from self-examination and for connecting to our higher selves. There have been so many peacemakers, and there are so many wonderful peacemakers working for good in the world. However, there are always these new challenges that come up. And so there are many more people always needed to be working for goodwill and peace. Now, focus today is on goodwill because I do believe this is one of the most important elements for having peace. If we were just to imagine ourselves for a minute, able to hold the power of goodwill in our lives, it would take away so much of the small little distractions that can come that are not in our best interests or in other people's interest. It comes down to what is our motivation, our true motivation in life. And if our motivation is really to serve and to help others, we're going to look at what we can do and what we can be inside to be at peace and to have goodwill. Martin Luther King said, "The nonviolent resistor not only avoids external physical violence, but he avoids internal violence of spirit. He not only refuses to shoot his opponent, but he refuses to hate him. And he stands with understanding and goodwill at all times." Now you can imagine how difficult this was, especially with what Dr. Martin Luther King experienced and what he knew was going on. And yet that intent to still hold out that olive branch of goodwill and peace creates one of the most positive motivating forces in the entire world. It actually opens up channels of pure positive energy when you have that intent for goodwill. If we're open to being receptive to goodwill, then we can also transmit goodwill and be a part of that amazing flow of energy that can really help to change ourselves to make a change in the world. It goes very, very deep. I wrote some affirmations for goodwill, which I'm going to share now. I breathe in the breath of spirit, the essence of the presence that I am. And I find a way to live with goodwill today. I let goodwill fill my mind, my heart, and my emotions. I trust that with goodwill I can find compassion and see that good can be my teacher. I find a way to live with more loving kindness and goodwill each and every day. I know God is within me, and that power and spirit is in my heart and soul. I am a thought being experienced by God, and I hold that goodness of God within my mind, my heart, and my soul. And I am very grateful that God is good all the time, And I hold that goodness there inside me, and so it is. We think about these things and think how powerful we have that ability to believe in those affirmations. But the greatest power is in living those affirmations when we get tested in challenging times. And we have been given such great opportunities with the challenging times that we've been seeing with the divisiveness and the anger in the world. Let's take a moment to go into the heart of goodness. Let's just take some moments to feel what that heart of goodness feels like. Let's take some deep, deep breaths of spirit, breathing in and relaxing, just feeling good. Breathing in more energy of light, breathing out any tension, anything that needs to be released, let it go. Breathing in peace, letting it fill your mind and your body and your soul. Fill yourself with that goodness and breathe out anything that is not of that goodness within you. Feel that good entering as a positive force through you and your entire body. Feel that energy entering every cell of your body deep within, flowing from the top of your head chakra down to the throat and down into that pool of peace and goodwill in your heart, and experiencing that pool of peace, that lovely lake of peace there that is magical, that source of goodwill within, where you can dive into that pool of peace and submerge yourself in that energy and be baptized in that energy that cleanses you and clarifies your vision for goodwill and peace for the world. Feel that energy as you come out of that pool and see a light encircling all of your body, extending outwards, further and further throughout your entire community, through the entire state you live in, further and further outward to circle the entire world with peace and goodwill. Peace and goodwill are now flowing around the entire world and enlightening any spots of darkness, division, and separation. And we see that light in the gift of peace spreading and sharing that love coming back to ourselves a millionfold. And we feel ourselves now as one with that beautiful energy of the world in peace and goodwill. And now allow yourselves to feel that world merging with the universe and the stars and the cosmos. Find that place where you are connected with the power of the good of all, the source of all goodness. Imagine a world where there is nothing but this goodness coming from the highest source. And that goodness opens the door to peace, to harmony, to understanding, to all good things for all mankind. Feel this energy, that spirit of goodwill alive within you. Feel this energy, the spirit of goodwill here on earth. Feel it in the breeze, in your breath. Allow it to resonate right now as it sings to your soul. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Feel how good that goodwill feels. It feels so good. This goodwill now brings you back and lets you realize each soul has goodwill within it. All souls will find their greater purpose in time. And we can imagine the world enlightened with that hope and love and goodwill. we can find that good in the heart of all humankind. What does it feel like to you? What would you do to live with this energy of peace and goodwill? A world inspired by the highest dream of God's plan. Imagine it becoming a reality. The one light of peace and goodwill is found right here and now inside you. Embrace it. Accept it. Believe in that inherent good alive in your soul. And just accept that you are a being of goodwill and peace, and you can always call upon that good within you. You can share it with kindness, with a smile, with a good intent, to be a force that is indeed guided by those principles of goodwill for all. I wrote a poem I'll share with you now. May the blessings of goodwill and goodness be alive in you always. Imagine a world where we all work as one, working together for the good of all. Yes, it's already begun. There are seeds that have been planted and the blossoms have been seen. You can almost breathe in that fragrance of the brother and sisterhood who hold that dream. Imagine a world where we serve the positive energy of goodwill and peace. And we let that energy motivate us and we use it every day. And when we see the good in others, we can see the good in us. And when we see the good in others, we can see the God in all. We can monitor our thoughts. We can block any negative energy's call. And the light of the soul can guide us as we set our intention every day to work with love and understanding and let goodness and goodwill guide our way. I thank you for being there and being a part of this wonderful energy that's so important that you can always go back to and call upon. Let it be your compass and let it be your guide. That goodwill is right there inside. And I thank you for listening so much. I appreciate you being there and being open to be a servant of goodwill for the betterment of all. God bless you always, and a very, very, very deep bow of gratitude. I'm going to end with a song and words that I did on peace and goodwill.
There's a great peace inside you. It dwells within your soul. There's a light that shines so bright, let it take control. Be the light, be the peace, love light grow. There is a place within you where you can learn to go. This peace lies deep within you. Peace makes things all right. This peace can stop and teach you to put an end to your strife. There's a peace within you. Look and you will find the peace that holds all the answers to heal all mankind. There's a place within you. Look and you will find a peace that holds all the answers to heal all mankind. Heal all mankind. There's a place within you. Look and you will find that peace that holds all the answers to heal all mankind. To heal all mankind. To heal all mankind.